Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Tips Over Tipples, the show where Louise and I sit down, have something to drink, and talk about places to eat and drink in London. On today's episode, Louise and I are discussing Mambo, a Malaysian spot in Clapton. Went the other night, had a load of food and a few drinks, and it came to 60 quid a head. Hello, Louise. Bank holiday vibes. You loving it?
Loving it. I mean, it's the end of the bank holiday, so I'm sad.
But 4-day week coming up, so look forward to that. As usual, we're having a drink. We had a pretty chilled one yesterday, and I, listener, you may be able to hear it in my voice. I've got a bit of a sore throat. And I'm doing an experiment, aren't I, Louise? That I think, do you think it's science or do you think it's nonsense?
I mean, I've heard people do this before, so maybe both.
Okay, fine. So tipplers out there. My throat's hurting, and I'm trying to disinfect it, and I am drinking an extremely strong whiskey that my friend got us for Christmas. The whiskey is called the Cardrona Single Malt Whiskey, and it's a New Zealand whiskey, Louise. So I don't think New Zealand's that famed for its whiskey. You've had this once before. It's pretty eye-watering, isn't it?
It's so insanely strong.
It's 64.5%, and hopefully I feel better tomorrow, because if not, I don't know if it's worth it. We had the bit of this Christmas, didn't we? And we're all absolutely plastered by the end of the evening.
Yeah, that had to have burnt away the illness, I think.
Okay, well, fingers crossed. And you are having a whiskey yourself?
I am. Something much smoother. I'm having the Redbreast, which is an Irish whiskey that I bought for our engagement.
Yeah, a favourite of ours. Anyway, that's enough whiskey talk. Let's talk Clapton. So, Louise, we had dinner in Clapton on Saturday night, didn't we?
We did indeed, with two of our friends, Danielle and Kat.
Shout out to Danielle and Kat.
Shout out.
And, yeah, this is Mambo, which our listeners will know we've been trying to go to for a while. And last time it got flooded, so we couldn't turn up. So we went there this week. And we'll talk about that. We had a good meal. We had some really tasty bits of food. And we've got thoughts, don't we? But before we get into that, maybe a bit of a kind of a run-through of Clapton. Clapton being a place where, if I told my dad we were going to dinner in Clapton, he'd be mortified. I mean, he hasn't lived in London for about 40 years, but back in his day, he would have steered clear of Clapton, I think. And I'm told that it's a place that has had a bit of a glow up in the last 10, 15 years. It's got quite a few good spots there now, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely had a glow up, but I'd say that it's not. It's still glowing up. It's still a bit rough around the edges.
For sure. And I guess it doesn't have quite the density of great spots that you might get in, I don't know, Hackney Wick and Hackney Central. But I think there's a few good restaurants and bars there, right?
Definitely. I mean, we've always loved my neighbours, the Dumplings.
Yeah, it's great there. We've been there quite a lot. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but I almost feel like I've been a bit put off them purely by the dumplings you can buy from Nair's in the shops now. They're an absolute rip-off, isn't it? Like 12 for 12 quid or something.
Yeah, they're pretty expensive.
It's an absolute crime. We went to our local Asian supermarket and got a bag of about 40 for £7, and just as good. So don't buy the My Neighbour's Dumplings bags of dumplings from the shops. They're scamming you. But as a restaurant, Louise, I think it's good.
Yeah, definitely. It's been a while since I've been there, but they have really good dumplings. Nice atmosphere.
I love their miso aubergine bite thing as well. That's really tasty. So yeah, and a fun name. They're good. There's also that ramen place that you went that you said was good. What was it called?
Yeah, it's called Uchi. Yeah. It's just a sort of classic ramen place. Yeah, really tasty.
Nice. And we just got that recommendation for Lucky and Joy, which is described as a cozy Chinese cafe with cocktails. We've not been yet, but our friend who went said they really liked it. So there's another place. And of course, Louise, it's where Clapton Craft originated from. A good beer shop / bar. So, yeah. Clapton's got some good stuff.
Yeah, definitely a bunch of good stuff. Also some great pubs, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's the Clapton Heart, which I've been to a few times for the football, because they have a really big outdoor area that they had sort of big screens up at, which was really fun.
Yeah, and it's a nice beer garden, isn't it, as well?
Yeah.
And it's huge inside, so that's a good one. And then, you haven't been there, but the Crooked Billet, I think, is a great pub. I've only been there once, but they've got a massive outside area and a decent size inside area too. But yeah, two top beer gardens, I'd say, in Clapton. So there you go. But what it's also got is Mambo. before we get into all the details of it, Louise, I don't think we've really kind of recapped since we went. How did you feel about it? Did you like Mambo? We spent 60 quid there. We had a good amount of drink and we had a lot of food. What's your feeling coming out of it?
I think my feeling coming out of it, overall, I really liked it. I thought it was like a nice experience. I had some overall really tasty food.
I sense that there's going to be a but here.
Well, I can't help but directly compare it against Colai, which is where we went to when our Mambo booking was cancelled because they flooded. And at Colai, there were some like exceptional standout dishes. Whereas at Mambo, I personally didn't have that as much. We'll get into it, but there's a few dishes that I really liked, but I didn't quite have that like, oh my God, it's amazing. So maybe just because I'm comparing it against this other one, it's a bit unfair, but I think I really liked it. I wasn't absolutely blown away by any of the dishes. What about you, Tom?
Interesting. So my immediate thought was I really liked Mambo, and I thought there were some really tasty dishes there. But what you said about the standouts is true. I don't think there's dishes that stood out to me quite as much at Mambo as those at Colai. Obviously, they're different foods. One is Malaysian and one is Thai. And I think I probably am a bit more of a fan of Thai food generally anyway.
That's true, yeah. Maybe I'm a bit sort of biased towards Thai food, for sure.
But I do understand what you're saying. Maybe we should go through the dishes and then let's talk about it at the end once we've gone through the dishes and remembered what we ate. But I think that's a fair way to look at it. I think it was reasonable value, though, in terms of the food and drink we got.
Yeah, I think it was good value. We got plenty of food. We got more than enough food.
Way too much food, I think.
Yeah. And we had a cocktail each. Shared a bottle of wine and there was a beer. So I think it was, it was a pretty good amount of food and alcohol for £60.
And reflecting, our waitress, who was lovely, was actually advising us to get more than what we chose to order in the end. If we'd got everything she said, we would have been absolutely, we just definitely wouldn't have been able to get anywhere close to finishing it. So I guess be warned with that when you go to Mambo as well, listeners, that you probably need a bit less than what they described to you. Let's get into the details of Mambo, Louise. Do you want to describe what it's like inside before we get into the food?
Yeah, so inside, it's this open plan kitchen. You've got kind of tables all running along the left and on the right. Yeah, there's this open kitchen, which is quite cool. You can kind of see into it. You can see the chefs working. I don't know if this is always the case, but it was an all-female staff.
Yeah, that was really cool. And the kitchen seems very kind of cobbled together. So there aren't real hobs or anything. They've got those, those kind of electric hobs that you can...
Hot plates.
Yeah, that are movable, which was interesting. And they had their rice cooker kind of just on the floor. They had what looked a bit like a yakitori-style barbecue thing. And yeah, a few other contraptions. But it definitely felt like a slightly cobbled together kitchen, which I thought was interesting. And then there's bar seating all around there that people can sit at.
Yeah, and it's not a big place, so that's one reason why it is so hard to get a booking, is that, there's a couple of spots for if you're in a two, but then otherwise there's only, it's about four or five tables, depending on, how they set them up, but there's not a huge amount of, seating in there.
I think there's one kind of circular table in the corner that I think can seat five, and then we were at table four, but I don't think you can get any other big tables in there for those two tables were taken. It would be twos or maybe a three at the bar or something. So yeah, it's very, 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 very small, quite hectic. You've got the waiters running around serving people, but also creating bowls of rice out of the rice cooker. The rice, which is blue, by the way. More on that later. I thought it was really cool. I liked the kind of hectic atmosphere. It's a bit weird just arriving, right, when you try and walk in and the door is locked and there's a sign on it saying, "We'll let you in." I wonder why they do that, Louise. Does that tell us something about some of the people hanging around the restaurant in Clapton? I'm not going to draw any conclusions.
Yeah, maybe they don't want people just wandering in.
Yeah, restaurants hate it when people just come into their establishment, don't they, Louise?
But I mean, Mambo, it's fully booked, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Fair enough. Anyway, so you have to be let in, and you're taken to your table. You go past the all-female kitchen, the cobbled-together kitchen. You sit down, and then how long did it take you? I think I'd been sat there for about 15 seconds before I became aware of the fact that they're just blaring 90s/noughties techno music. And I thought, okay, maybe this is just one or two songs, but it goes on all evening, doesn't it, Louise?
It's all night. It was interesting music, I'd say.
I mean, I want to go again and know whether they always have that playing, because if not, either the staff love it or the staff must be going up the walls because it was intense.
Yeah, somebody's chosen it.
Yeah, I know. Maybe they just wanted to be a bit quirky and play 90s techno the whole time.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, you stop noticing it, you just chat to your friends, and then you kind of hear it again. You're like, oh, wow, yeah.
We're still going. Yeah.
Yeah, but I guess other than that, you know, the service was really good, and there was like water on the table. The waitress kept bringing more bottles of water, which I love. We could stay hydrated.
And it was pretty spicy, some of the dishes.
Yeah, pretty spicy. And she was really on the top ups with wine, and you know, you never felt like it was very easy to get attention and get very easy to get served.
Yeah, absolutely. This place doesn't feel particularly fancy, does it? It does feel quite relaxed, and it feels like they are focusing primarily on just the food, which I like.
Yeah.
In a restaurant. So that's Mambo. Is it time to talk about the food?
Yeah, I think it's time.
Okay. We had a lot of dishes, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
So let's take them one by one, Louise. What do we start on?
I think we should start on the chicken thigh and heart skewers.
Yep. This is the second episode in a row where we're talking offal or less common meats, isn't it?
Yeah, we are.
And I think this is another of those comparisons, right? Because we started on skewers at Calais as well. We had those mussel skewers, whereas here we had these chicken thigh and heart skewers.
Yeah, exactly.
How are they described on the menu?
With a chili and kerisik marinade.
Okay. And it came with a sauce, didn't it, as well, to pour
on
top?
Yeah, a tamarind sauce. So it sort of had that tartness.
And it had lots of chopped chilies in that sauce as well.
Yes, it did. And yeah, I mean, the skewers, they were like really grilled, kind of nice flame grilled sort of taste.
Yeah.
I'd say I'm not a huge offal person, or, you know, can be a bit, you know, squeamish about it. But for me, I mean, the heart was...
Chicken hearts are small, aren't they?
Exactly. They were small and, you know, the texture's fine. Like, I think they were nice and it had a really good flavour with the sauce.
And the marinade was delicious. I really liked this dish. I thought it was a great little one to start on.
Yeah, for sure. And I've just quickly looked up what kerisik is, and... it's a condiment made from grinding toasted coconut.
There you go. So you're learning something with this podcast.
Yeah, it did have a nice sort of coconutty taste. Yeah, I would definitely recommend that to anyone going. And you probably do want one skewer per person. Like you could share it and get a small bit of thigh and a bit of heart per person. But
it's what we tried to do. Yeah. We were told not to by the waitress.
Yeah, she's like, oh, you don't want to start a fight. Everyone just get their own. But it was a good amount of food.
Yeah. And then what did we have next?
And then next we had the stir-fried clams with curry leaf and a peppery buttery sauce.
Yeah. And this is, I think, one of their maybe more common or more famous dishes that's often seen on their Instagrams and people talk about it in reviews. I really like this again. Again, I was comparing it to another Thai restaurant. I was thinking about the clams we get at Singbury, which are outstanding. The clams here, they were really good. Maybe not Singbury level. I liked the sauce. The sauce had a bit of sharpness and garlickiness to it. I liked pouring that on my rice afterwards, and the clams themselves were tasty. What did you think of them?
Yeah, really tasty. I think there was lots of maybe like ginger or something in it, because it was all very, I guess, herbal. I thought it was really tasty, but I wasn't cautious enough with these big chunks of chili, and so I got hit by some grenades, and I was really suffering.
Yeah, you were struggling, weren't you?
Yeah, I was. So, you know, obviously my spice tolerance isn't amazing, but I thought it was a really tasty dish.
Yeah, I loved it. One of the other starters we had was the Lor Bak, which is the crispy five-spice pork and prawn bean curd roll. That's a lot of words. With a chili vinegar jam. This was really yummy, right? It kind of had a soft interior, which was that pork mince and bean curd and prawn. And it was battered in... I don't even know what to describe the batter.
I think that might have been the bean curd. Yeah, I think it was a bean curd kind of wrapping.
I see. So yeah, that was really crunchy and flaky. And it was a different wrapping to kind of what you get with a spring roll. It felt lighter than that, didn't it?
Yeah.
And... Yeah, the chili vinegar jam was really, really tasty. That wasn't too spicy, but a bit of sharpness and a bit of sweetness there as well. And yeah, I really liked this, actually. It was a good thing to share between four. They slice it into four reasonable bites.
Mm-hmm.
What were your thoughts?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty tasty. I wasn't sort of blown away by it, but I thought it was tasty, and I liked the chili, sort of jam thing that came with it.
Yeah, no, yeah, I agree. It didn't blow my mind, but I thought it was nice. And then we had one last starter, didn't we?
Yeah, we had this Malaysian fried chicken with a turmeric cucumber and mayonnaise, like sambal mayonnaise.
Yeah, so that seemed, the mayonnaise was literally like a pot of mayonnaise with some sambal sauce on top. And sambal sauce is a very typical Malaysian sauce, isn't it?
Yeah, like a sort of chili sauce.
Yeah. What do you think of the fried chicken?
I thought it was really tasty. I thought the batter was nice and light. I liked the spice with it. Yeah, I thought it was just, you know, a classic to sort of tasty fried chicken. What about
exactly.
you?
It was yeah. I agree. It was fried chicken. It was nicely done. The batter was really crunchy. It had some, yeah, interesting Southeast Asian flavors in it. And the cucumber was a pickled turmeric cucumber, which was also nice. Yeah, a yummy dish. So after we had the starters, everything else kind of came out all at once, didn't it? Our table was our table did runneth over with dishes. And we got one of the salads that they recommended that we get. And then we got three main courses and some blue pea flour rice, didn't we? So it's above the others in the menu. So I'm going to start on that. We got the caribou sotong, which is the grilled cuttlefish salad, which came with winged beans, some sambal, some red pomelo, and some dried shrimp. I loved this. I was scoffing, but I felt like no one else around the table was really eating very much of it. I love my squid or cuttlefish. I thought it was really yummy. You and I didn't really get to talk about it. What did you think of it? I know that Kat was bad mouthing it a bit.
I liked the salad, but I didn't really love the cuttlefish element of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you like squid?
I do, but perhaps I just don't like it in salad form.
Oh right, okay.
Yeah.
What about like an octopus salad?
I don't
like a Galician octopus salad.
Yeah,
with like thinly sliced octopus with olive oil and paprika. This wasn't what we ate, but that's just a classic. I feel like I'm learning something about
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe
you're so uncivilized.
Maybe I'll need to have. Maybe I'd like that, but I don't know. I liked bits of the salad. I liked the pomelo. I liked the kind of herbalness, but the cuttlefish itself. Once I got a big bite of that, I was.
Okay.
Well, didn't love it. So, but
agree to disagree here. I loved it, and I love the cuttlefish. More cuttlefish, please.
So, yeah, I think if you like cuttlefish, go for it. But if you're a bit on the fence, then maybe not this one.
Cool. All right. Fair enough. And on to the mains.
Yes. I mean,
talk about the one you liked the most.
Yeah, I was going to say, starting with the one I liked the most, and I mean, I know that this was your absolute favorite. It was the kambing seo. It was a slow-cooked lamb ribs with tamarind and coriander seed sauce, fermented kumquat, and sambal as well. And this was just really lovely, soft lamb, kind of that slow-cooked, falling off the bone. The sauce was really delicious, really, really,
really
flavoursome.
Very rich, right?
Very rich, yeah. Yeah, I should have sort of eaten more of it with the rice, but then I was so full from everything. I loved it. It was quite fatty. So I kind of put some of the fat onto your plate because I know you love the fat.
Yeah, our friend who we were with, she doesn't like fat and she couldn't really eat it, could she? Which was a shame for her because I thought this was the best dish of the evening.
Yeah, it was quite a pity. That you can get some bits that don't have too much fat on it, but it is, I mean, it's very rich. Yeah.
So for me, this is a standout dish. I will remember this dish. I thought this dish was amazing and everyone should go and try this dish. I think round the table, I think you really liked it. Mm-hmm. And I think, actually, no, I think most people liked it apart from Kat, who doesn't like fat.
Yeah, exactly. If you're very, you know, anti-fat, then maybe not. But no, I think if it's on the menu, then you absolutely have to get this dish.
And then we got the vegetarian or vegan curry, which I'm not going to even try and say it. Well, I will. Gulai lemak puku ubi kayu, which is rainbow chard and pea and eggplant coconut curry with, yeah, kefir lime and peanut flavors throughout. And they were sprinkled on top, and it was quite crunchy on top. I thought this was okay. I really don't remember it that well. It didn't really jump at me. What's your view on it?
Yeah, similar. It was nice, but it wasn't amazing.
I'm looking at the photo of it now, and it was pretty, and it did have good flavour. It had some nice crispiness to it, but it just didn't have a depth of flavour that really appealed to me, I'd say.
Yeah, I think I agree. It had these like thin layers of tempeh, which were kind of okay, but maybe for me it also was lacking maybe some of the vegetables. Like it was lacking like a really hefty vegetable.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like pea is a support act in a vegetable dish, but when you're relying on pea being the bulk of the vegetables, yeah, No, I there wasn't enough to it. And then finally, Louise, the other curry. When it got put down, I realised that we actually need to be really careful about how you ate this. It could have been deadly. It had spikes coming out of it.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if those were spikes or like deep fried bits.
I tried. I poked it. Yeah. That was a spike. Ugh. Yeah, that would rip your mouth apart.
Oh, God.
But it was quite clear that they were spikes. So you wouldn't really make that mistake. But yeah, anyway, it was sea bass, was it? Was it stone bass?
Yeah, it was a deep fried stone bass steak with this curry sauce.
Perrot ikan inspired. I don't know what perrot ikan is. What did you think of this dish, Louise? I thought.
I mean, it was quite different. Like, I thought it was nice. It was very herbal. I kind of didn't love the fish. I found it...
The fish was dangerous. The sauce was okay, but it was too herbal. And the sauce wasn't, like, saucy enough. It was, like, lots of just, like...
It was a very chunky sauce, wasn't it?
It just felt like they'd got loads of fibres and wet them a bit and put them on top of a dangerous fish. That's how I felt about it.
That is actually a pretty good way of describing it, yeah. Actually.
Yeah. Texturally, terrible dish.
Yeah, exactly. I would have loved like a kind of creamy sauce with it.
The fish had some crunch to it, which I kind of liked, but I was so wary of the spikes, and when I was biting through the crunch of the skin, I was like, is this a spike or skin? So I was on edge the whole time. Mm. That's not how you should feel eating. So that's a low score from me, that dish. Yeah. I'm going to say it. I mean, I still finished it because I'm not going to put food to waste, but I left a lot of the fibrous mound to the side.
Yeah. It wasn't, I didn't absolutely love it. Like it, yeah. A bit perilous. But you know what I absolutely loved? Which I wasn't thinking that I would particularly, was the rice. I thought it was so delicious.
What I liked it, but what did you love about it so much? Because you kept going on about it. And we're like, Louise, it's fucking rice. Chill out.
So it was blue coloured. Fun.
Louise, you're right. It was fun. Yeah. I've already acknowledged that it was fun.
Also, it had some flavour to it. I didn't ask, but I wonder if it had some cafe lime in it. I think you saw them open up the lid on the rice cooker and maybe there was some cinnamon in it. I think it had some big aromatics in it. And I think it was a cafe lime, which I absolutely love. But I just thought it was really delicious and sort of interesting, but like not too strong or anything. So it still was sort of a softer contrast to the other curries.
Yeah, so I did get a sneak peek in the rice cooker. This is the kind of insight you get with Tips Over Tibbles, by the way, Louise. And there was lots of sticks in there. So I'm thinking cinnamon.
Star anise? Were there stars?
No, the sticks. What's the other stick? Southeast Asian stick. Lemongrass.
Okay.
Kaffir lime. There were some little bits. There'll be some lime. Yeah. There'll be some leaves in there. There'll be some star anise. There was all that kind of stuff. So yeah, you're right. It was a flavoursome rice. And it was blue, which was very fun. And is that everything?
Yeah, that's everything. Yeah, we were absolutely stuffed. I wanted to try the dessert, but there's no space.
I couldn't eat anymore, no. which is saying a lot. Yeah, we were stuffed. So we didn't get pudding.
No.
We should talk about the drinks we had, because they've got three cocktails, and we tried two of them, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
I ordered wrong. Everyone laughed at my order when they tried it. Like, you all sipped it and all giggled. It wasn't bad. It was just boring.
Yeah. I mean, so we'll start on... I mean, all the girls got the 100 plus sour, which had gin, coconut liqueur, 100 plus miso syrup. I don't know what 100 is, but that was in it, with blackberry and egg white. It was in a little coupe glass. It was, yeah, like a delicious coconutty kind of sour. And I think the blackberry was in the form of a kind of powder that was dusted on top. So it was very... aesthetic, very beautiful. So check that out on our Instagram.
Yeah, it was really good. And when I tried yours, I was a bit sad with mine.
Yeah, tell us about your stuff.
I got the juice box, which has chrysanthemum and green peppercorn vodka, lychee liqueur, cherry and soda. And it was fine, but you all just said that doesn't seem like a cocktail. It just tastes like a vodka soda with a bit of lychee kind of juice in it, right?
Yeah, the lychee was delicious, but it was funny how much of just basically like a vodka soda it was.
Just an expensive vodka soda.
Yeah.
So I was a bit sad, but it was fine. It wasn't not nice. It just wasn't cocktail-y enough.
No, exactly. And then after we had that, the girls all shared a bottle of wine. So we got the Potluck Love Bite, which is from South Africa. It was a chilled red, so it was quite light, but it still had a bit to it, we thought.
It was easy drinking as hell.
It was easy drinking. But yeah, I thought it was really nice.
And that came to 45 quid.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's Mambo. Now that we've gone through the dishes, do you stand by your initial review?
I stand by my initial review. I mean, I think it is... I mean, obviously, it's really unfair that I'm comparing it to a different style of food that I love. So.
Yeah. No. But having had that discussion with you previously and then reflect on it, I think you are right. There's a couple of really good dishes there. I love the skewers. The lamb rib curry was to die for. The fried chicken was really good. And the other bits were tasty, but it wasn't quite as good as some of these other places we'd eaten.
Yeah, I think particularly in terms of the mains, maybe not loving the fish, not loving the salad so much, you know, not loving some of those bigger things.
It maybe isn't hitting the spot quite as much as other places we've been.
Exactly, yeah. So I think, you know, it is really nice and I'm sure the menu changes a lot. So I think everyone go and, you know, make up your own mind.
I think people should really try it. I think people could love it. And as I say, there were some really good things that we ordered. I think people should definitely take our advice, though, on some of the bits to avoid. For example, the dangerous fish.
Yeah, definitely.
Thanks again, everyone, for listening and tuning in week after week. We'll be back next Wednesday, and there's a couple of options for what we're going to do the pod on. We haven't quite decided yet. It's based on how the meals go, so we will keep you in suspense until then. But it'll be a top episode. Definitely not one to miss. Catch you then. Bye.